Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bose & Company. I am your host, Emily O, and we are back.
We're back.
So excited to be here. Hello, Mom. Hello, Anne. Hello, co-host. And hello to all of you listening at home. We missed you dearly.
We did. I'm so happy that we're back.
I am so happy that we're back. It was just, I think it was only two weeks that we missed. You know, let's just take it as our little summer vacation. That was kind of our little impromptu summer vacation. And we are back, ready to roll for the rest of the summer each week to spend together.
Yes, please accept our sincerest apologies for not having a podcast.
Yes, we kind of took like a little unplanned hiatus. We were in the Bahamas for the 1 week, and then last week was Memorial Day. So, you know, just things kind of got jumbled up and... But we're back. And I honestly think it's good because, you know, people were finishing up school. We had a little breather and we're just ready to hit the ground running.
Yes.
So how are you? What's going on? What's happening? I love your pink top.
Thank you. I am fantastic. How are you?
I'm good. I'm well. I feel like, you know, the past 2 weeks I was a little discombobulated would be the word. But I'm excited because Elizabeth started her summer internship today, which is very exciting. Business bitsy. So I am excited because I feel like we're going to get into a nice little summer routine.
Yes. And I think we are routine people. So as much as we loved being on vacation and then rolling into Memorial Day, a little bit of order is good in this household.
A little bit of order. And you know, the summer is always chaotic for a different reason. It's exciting. It is, you know, warm out. I feel like there are so many weekend plans, even weekly plans, like weeknight plans. But a little structure is good.
So here we are.
So here we are. This is the structure. We did not have structure for the past 2 weeks and you didn't hear from us. No. So now we're back. Why don't we start off with some bows and lows?
That sounds great.
I feel like we kind of have a lot of bows and a lot of lows too. I think I can start off with a low for both of us. Let's just start off with today. Your air conditioning in your car was not working.
That was going to be my low.
Yeah. I don't know where that happened. And of course, we're rolling into some heat. Not super, super hot days. We're not talking like 80s. It's lovely, but not...
I don't know what's happened to it, but it's blowing hot air. I'm taking it in about an hour. As soon as we finish this podcast, I have a house call and then I'm driving it.
Yeah.
And they're going to fix it.
Then they're going to fix it.
I cannot wait to have it fixed because you really do get used to air conditioning.
And we had a I guess it really wasn't a low. It was a low and a bow. Well, we had dermatology appointments this morning. And so we had to drive pretty far to the doctor's office, which was helpful when you don't have air conditioning.
Right.
And I had a, I don't know if this is TMI, but I had a mole check. I don't think that's TMI.
I think that's pretty regular awareness.
I think it's awareness. I think you're right. I think it's skin awareness. And that's what we bring to this platform.
It's one of our annual checkups since you were younger.
Yeah. So that was today. And I'm not a super moley person. I would say that Claire and Elizabeth lean a little heavier into the moles. And they've always had, you know, moles that they've had to keep an eye on over the years. I, for some reason, am just not. But I haven't had a mole check in a while. So everything was going fine. She was checking everything. She was like, you know, wear your sunscreen, you know, and I was like, don't worry, I self-tan, like stay out of the sun. And then she found a suspicious mole on my back. And just to err on the side of caution, she's like, I think we should remove it. Well, the next thing you know, I am on my back. This woman is shooting me up with some lidocaine. She is scalpeling that out, cutting it out. I will say.
You had surgery.
No, guys, I had surgery today and I was not prepared for it. She was so fast, though, because when I walked out, I don't think you had any idea that I had
no idea. You had a big smile on your face.
Yeah. Well, I was happy that, you know, because she said it wasn't. She was like, well, we could just keep an eye on it. But because it's on your back, it's not going to be, you can't see it. So just to be safe, let's just take it off. You know,
right.
We'll send it to the lab. I'm sure it's like, it just looked like a growing mole.
Right.
I was like, well, I don't want a growing mole. Do you want a growing mole? And she was like, no. So she took it off like literally in 30 seconds. It was just kind of something I wasn't prepared for on my Monday morning.
It's better not to me. Just take it off.
Well, then I would be worrying about it. Like,
absolutely.
You know, can someone check the mole on my back if it's growing? Yeah.
Yeah. No one wants to do that. So that's great.
Right. To the naked, uneducated eye. How would I have any idea if a mole was becoming a problem? So anyway, I had surgery this morning.
I am glad you got that mole removed. Check that off the list.
And you didn't have any mole removes?
Moles. No, I didn't. Nothing was zapped. Nothing was removed. I love our dermatologist. She was fun to catch up with.
Yeah. No, it was a very enjoyable experience considering I was cut into.
Yes, that was a low and a bow for you because I'm glad you got it done.
Yes.
Yes.
I would say, so those are like pressing lows that just happened, the air conditioning and the mole.
I have another low.
Go ahead.
My allergies.
Oh my gosh.
I'm apologizing in advance for this gravelly voice.
We can't get rid of it.
I can't get rid of it.
I feel like, honestly, it's been here since like January, if I have to be completely honest with you.
No, it is. And I think that we've talked about this before, because when we were in Palm Beach, there was another mother whose daughters were also talking about her consistent cough. I did go to an allergist, and I go back next Monday.
Yeah, that's right. You did go.
Thanks for your empathy.
Always. Always, always, always.
And I've been doing an inhaler every morning.
And do you think that that's helped?
I do not. I do not. I don't know what it is, but I'm happy to go back on Monday and we're going to reassess.
Well, that's good to have a follow-up appointment. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this whole week I felt, not to bring this back to me, but just mm-hmm. I think everyone's been really hit with the allergies this year. I had 3 days of a scratchy throat and a feeling as if I was maybe getting sick, and then it went away, and then I was met with congestion. But I'm still haven't gotten sick. It's been like 7 days. Yeah. I thought it was kind of the beginning of a sinus infection, but once again, TMI, my snot wasn't green. So mm-hmm. I think this is just good old textbook allergies, and it's a silent killer.
And somebody told me, I think that would be Terry, that there wasn't enough of a freeze, or things didn't get cold enough or something like that to kill whatever it is that causes the allergies. So I think that everyone is kind of suffering, because I'm not normally an allergy. Well, I apologize for the gravelly voice, and hopefully I will get an answer.
I agree. Soon. I think a lot of people are feeling the allergies for this year. So that's another one of your lows.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any bows?
Let's see. I have a lot of bows. Well, we had the Bahamas trip, and then this week was Memorial Day, and that was a huge bow because we had a blast, I'm going to say.
A big bow.
It was really fun. Oh, my gosh. Do I have a bow?
Oh, I know what this is.
This is a recent bow.
Mm.
Yesterday, we came back from the lake house, and I opened a few packages. I actually had forgotten that I ordered this.
Best type of thing.
And I'm in love.
Share.
I have a new pair of shoes that I have welcomed with open feet, should I say. Not open arms, but with open feet. And I unboxed it yesterday. I put them on. I don't know what I'm going to wear them with, but I feel like I could wear them with everything.
Everything.
And I walked into Elizabeth's room and I was like, I'm in love. Look at these.
Share what they are.
I have the most spectacular pair of Manalo Blahniks, slingback, not a very high heel, and they are embroidered. They are fantastic shoes, and I'm going to try and wear them as much as I can this summer. They have like a little embroidered floral pattern on them, and they're pastels.
Well, I was just saying to somebody, I think it was myself the other day, that you know, I don't have a wedding to go to this summer. You guys have a couple weddings to go to this summer, but I feel like it would be the perfect wedding shoe mm-hmm. to wear as a guest, you know, just like peeping out of a little dress.
It's so cute. It's got a pointy toe,
yep,
little sling back.
They're so just feminine and soft and summery, and I feel as though you will get a lot of use out of them.
I think so. And I mean, just even wearing them with my favorite white pants.
Exactly. You can't go wrong with a little blouse to dinner. Oh my God.
And they were really on sale, and I'm super excited
you
that they're here.
You said that they were on sale, which, was this off of Nordstrom?
Yes.
Mm.
I wish that I had brought them down, because for those that will watch it on YouTube,
I could insert a picture, and you get your Nordstrom points. So really, you were couponing. Like, you were actually making money back on that purchase.
Yes,
so,
I was. Yes,
yeah,
I was.
Yeah, that's huge for the program. So that would be one of your bows. Mm-hmm. I just thought of another one of my bows was my day on Friday was so lovely.
Oh, that was.
Should have been there. No, I'm kidding. So my boyfriend, every other Friday in the summer, they're like done at 12. It's like summer Fridays, but not every week, every other week. So we have made an effort to, you know, really take advantage of these days that he has, just really 4 extra hours off. So on Friday, I planned the day for the first Friday, mm-hmm. and I did something that I wanted to do, which was
very good.
So we went to Chagrin Falls, which, if you are not in the Cleveland area, it's basically just like a really cute little
suburb.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And they have great boutiques and good restaurants, and it's probably like 30 minutes from where we live. So my boyfriend and I had gone to our 6 month anniversary dinner in Chagrin Falls, but we obviously were there in the evening, so we wanted to go back together during the day. It was the most spectacular summer day. It was so nice out, sunny. So we drove over there. We had lunch at the restaurant that overlooked. So in Chagrin Falls, in case you're not familiar, there is a falls. So we were overlooking the falls. We had just a fabulous lunch. We walked around. There's a men's store there that he wanted to check out. We got some books to read for the summer. I mean, it was honest to God the most wholesome, sweet day. I thought I was in a movie, which is a low bar because I always think that I'm in a movie. And got coffee. It was just wonderful.
And then it looked delightful.
I wore a summer dress, and yeah, then we drove back after that, and then we ended up like going out that night. But it was just a lovely day, and I'm excited. So in not this Friday, but the following Friday, he'll have another like summer Friday shortened day. So we're going to have to plan.
Do you think you'll plan that one as well?
Maybe he'll plan that one since I planned the first one. Good. Actually, I didn't even give an option. I was just like, this is what we're doing.
Yeah. No, it's great.
So that was definitely a bow for me. And do you have any other bows that we can think of? I mean, we could talk about the Bahamas trip.
Right.
That I feel like that happened like, you know, 2 weeks ago at this point. So I'm kind of thinking of recent bows in the past couple days.
I think my shoes.
My shoes are. Yeah, I don't think it can get any better than that.
That's my most recent bow.
Yeah, I agree. Everyone has just been all over the place. Claire and Connor were at a wedding this weekend in St. Louis. You know, we went out on Friday and then we popped up back to our lake house. But let's just go ahead and talk about Memorial Day for a quick second.
Oh, that was really fun.
I feel like we just kicked off the summer with quite the bang. And your tablescapes just, you came out guns a-blazing. Ginger jars a-blazing.
There's nothing to think about. The colors are really set in stone for you. Red, white, and blue.
How about the other day Dad said red, white, and bows?
I know. Isn't that the cutest?
That will be a caption coming up soon. So
I feel, have you ever used that before?
No, Elizabeth's like, well, I've used red, white, and Bitsy. And I was like, of course you have.
Right.
But so red, this is my take on it.
Red, white, and bows. Mm. We could do a whole tablescape around that.
Oh, easily.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to really run with it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Mackenzie Childs had gifted me and us a bunch of new pieces from their Royal Czech collection.
It's the enamel.
The enamel. Yes. Rare. Yes. Mm-hmm. So we had probably 6 or 7 new serving pieces. And you really took advantage and used all of those items for your tablescape and for your, you know, island setup for food over Memorial Day. And let me tell you, they really stole the show.
Love the new pieces.
I do too.
We were able to incorporate them so nicely.
I know.
And they're blue and white, which obviously works for the flag holidays, but all year round.
All year round can be used. And I like how big they are.
Yes.
You know, like that picture is huge. She's huge. Mm-hmm. And it really does work so well in the lake house. So Memorial Day, you know, Claire and Connor were up there. My boyfriend came up. Elizabeth had a guest as well. So it was a full house. And I think we did almost every single activity other than I did not partake in water activities because it was still like kind of chilly both
it's
in the
like
lake and
low in the 50s lake. In the lake.
But we were pickleballing. We had a pickleball tournament, which was fabulous. That was so much fun. Dad got like a new putter golf thing and a chipping thing. Tell about the real golf balls.
Oh, he was so excited. I thought it was adorable. He came to the lake house with a chipping cool little mat and then a putting one. And I came outside and I said, what you doing? And he said, I'm just chipping. He was using in the front yard, which is not a big, huge amount of space, real golf balls.
Guys.
And I said, that's awesome that you are so confident in your chipping abilities. But if any of our guests do this and there's a wayward ball, it's going right through the windows and they're going to feel terrible.
Right, right.
Or like onto the road.
Yes.
With a car or whatever. He's like, yeah, I didn't have any other ones. Luckily for Amazon, we got some wiffle balls. Way better to have wiffle balls.
Way better. And actually on Saturday, my boyfriend and I had gone golfing together. We played 9 holes. That's the first time I think I played 9 holes either in forever or ever. Did that make sense?
It did. You have played 9 holes before.
Okay, then it was just in a long time. So we had played 9 holes. So everyone was kind of like in a golfing mood.
Right.
So I think maybe, you know, Terry just got a little too excited. I'm like, oh my gosh, they're golfing. I have someone to chip with.
I really think everyone would have been fine because everyone's a good enough chipper. But it doesn't take it doesn't take much to have it go the wrong way.
I don't think that it should be advised to use real golf balls in your front yard when we are so close to neighbors and people walking in the street and cars. Yeah.
But that was a cute idea that he brought that home.
It was really cute. It's very fun with wiffle balls because it's, you know, I feel like you can really focus on the stroke.
Right.
So, yeah, pickleball, golfing. I know Elizabeth.
Ping pong.
Elizabeth did go jet skiing, but it was really choppy out. I'm kind of like a mid-June jet ski kind of gal. Mm-hmm. I have to really let the whole ecosystem warm up before I'm ready to kind of take my time and my presence out there. That's just for me. What else did we do? We went on a lot of walks and, you know, we ate a lot.
Ice cream.
We ate a lot, guys. We did. We're kind of back on this summer. I forget how much good food there is, particularly up there. And how,
and I also feel like with boys in the house, I think it's an excuse to make sure I feel the need to keep them really fed well.
Talk about your recipe that you made on Sunday night for Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, I've made that one before. It's really good. It's a half-baked harvest recipe, and it's, I'm not sure exactly what it's called, but it's like a spicy fried chicken, but it's not actually fried. It's got like crumbled corn flakes on it, and it's a little bit healthier version maybe, but I love that.
Yeah, it was so good. Mm-hmm. And you made cheesy potatoes.
Yes.
Which were, they're always delicious.
Welcoming the summer with the cheesy potatoes.
And a corn salad.
Yes.
And a watermelon salad.
And the watermelon and blueberry salad. It was just really yummy.
And
then
Obi
made fun cocktails. Oh, let me talk about this. Dad has this, he got this recipe from a bartender for a delicious Manhattan, and it I bet there's like 12 or 15 ingredients, so he made it the night before and you have to freeze it.
Yeah,
so he froze it and we kind of did a little testing, which didn't you think that was really
I
good?
I loved it. Yeah, isn't it a Manhattan up?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Manhattan up just means there's no ice in it,
so it's a Manhattan up with like some other things in it. Mm-hmm. I should post the recipe on my Bows and Company because
it's really good.
Very detailed.
He had fun doing it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So we tried that because there wasn't a massive amount of it. And then I had gone, there's this adorable little wine shop near our lake house, and I was trying to find something fun for the weekend, and I did all local wines.
Yes.
And we did, Elizabeth and I went, and we got four of them. And that was also fun. We did a tasting.
It was good.
Yeah. And we kind of all agreed. There were a couple terrible ones, and there were a couple really good ones.
Yeah.
So we did that. That was another fun activity.
Yes.
And then when everyone was having appetizers, Dad and I made a delicious, I don't even know what it was. It was red, white, and blue, and we put some straws in it and some blue rock candy, and when you stirred it, it was delish.
It was really good. All I know is that I just kept getting presented new things to try.
Yes.
So that was really nice. And I was saying to Elizabeth, going back to the meal, I don't ever recall you making it. Like, you did it so swiftly and as it seems quietly. Like, I don't have any recollection of you in the kitchen making the food, and like there was so much food, I was like, when did she do that? Like, we must have just really been out of the house for most of the, because you said that Claire was sitting there kind of helping you with Connor.
Claire and Connor were sitting there,
okay,
and having a snack or whatever when I put together the potatoes.
Yeah no recollection whatsoever.
I will say the nice thing, we all know I love to do aheads. And the nice thing about that chicken recipe is that you put it in a Ziploc bag with buttermilk and some other stuff, and then it sits like that all day.
Oh, okay.
So I did that. And then you basically dredge it. You know, you dip it in this combination of dry ingredients, and then you bake it.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
But I'm not downplaying the work that I did, but it is a good do
I'm just ahead. Saying you did it, like, it seems with such ease to the point where I didn't actually know when you did it.
I see.
Yeah, that was a compliment.
That's a great compliment.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be, you don't want to feel like you're in the kitchen the whole
clanking
time.
Clanking around with all the guests. Like, what is mom doing back there? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. No, I thought you did it very quickly and like a little just quiet mouse.
I was. And then for dessert, you guys just went and got ice cream at the local ice cream
place. Yeah, that
place.
Was good. We've already consumed so much ice cream. I just think I need to, you know, keep up with like my Pilates this summer and just really staying active, because we like our local ice cream. We like our cheesy potatoes.
Well, we need to support them.
It's called balance. Oh, and we need to support them too.
Yes.
Also that. We need to support them.
Right.
We're helping the local economy basically by having ice cream every night. Why don't we back up a little bit to the Bahamas? I feel like I posted a plethora about it, but it's always good to, you know, talk about it a little bit. So we were in the Bahamas from Sunday to Friday. This was right after Elizabeth got home from junior year, and we had never been to the Bahamas. You and Dad had obviously been to the Bahamas, and we stayed at the Ocean Club, the Four Seasons. I think we talked about this in two episodes ago. The jokes of Terry having fun in the BVIs were so funny. I was getting so many DMs and like comments on my TikToks, and they were like, I hope Terry's enjoying the British Virgin Islands. He enjoyed wherever he was very much.
It was so funny. In fact, I'm going to just refer back to that podcast. We were in the water.
Yeah.
And just in the pool.
Yeah.
Like the second or third day. And he looks at me and goes, oh my gosh, I forgot my goggles. Remember?
He actually said, no, I know. Yes. Of course we said that on the podcast.
I just looked at him and I started laughing.
Right.
I said, you're fine.
You're fine.
I mean, I'm not throwing pennies for you to go dive into. We did not go snorkeling, and nor did he bring it up. So that's good.
No.
We did go in the ocean.
Elizabeth and I went in the ocean for two of the days. You waded in, but then later on that night, you were like, yeah, you know, I was a little worried about like jellyfish or stingrays. And then, of course, Elizabeth and I were like, we're never going back in the ocean. We're terrified.
Well, I can kill some fun sometimes.
We were like sitting right in the, you know, what is the word? Like literally at the edge of the ocean. What is it?
Yeah,
the shore.
Just in the shore. That's the word.
And just kind of like sitting there and letting the tide like pull us in and out. It was a fun game. But then, of course, after you said that, I was like, wait, what if a jellyfish like
we
came
did
out of
all
nowhere?
Get in there.
Yeah, we were all in the water.
It's
it was
jellyfish
beautiful.
That make me nervous.
Such a good point. I didn't even consider that.
I didn't mention it while we were all in there.
No, I enjoyed our two times that we went in there. It was
and it
fun.
Is beautiful, as everyone knows, clear water.
Yeah.
I had a fantastic vacation.
Oh my gosh. I had a great time. It really did feel like quite the escape. Pretty much all we did was go to the pool, go to the beach, eat, read, relax. It was truly a tropical paradise moment.
It's a gorgeous place. We played tennis.
Oh yeah, we played tennis.
We worked out every day.
Yeah, super active, working out every day. Good for us. I felt great by the end of it because
I
felt like
it
wasn't like a setback. It almost, you know, was a jump start.
Well, and it's nice when you are on vacation like that because you don't have the other things in your life that can get in the way. There was no excuse. And it was just peaceful. It's a gorgeous property.
Gorgeous
property. I would go back there again.
I would definitely go back there again. A lot of honeymoons, a lot of couple trips. Everything was just wonderful. And I really loved our outfits on the whole vacation. Oh. I felt like they were perfect. And
you
I'm excited.
Great.
Thank you. To keep wearing those pieces all summer long. I think it just jump started the summer with fun fashion.
Mm-hmm.
So just wanted to add that part in for everyone listening at home in case you were wondering. The curly hair made an appearance.
Well, you know I love the curly hair too.
Brought to you by the salt that I am pretty sure Left some damage.
The humidity does
The humidity, the salt, everything, all of that. But it was funny because after swimming in the ocean for the two times we did it, and I guess it was the chlorine or whatever, Elizabeth and I were like, oh my gosh, like our hair's a little dry.
Yeah.
So then she went and got a haircut last week. I got a haircut the other day. And our hairdresser, Annie, was like, yeah, you know, it really dries your hair out. So we both got much needed trims unrelated to our saltwater activities.
I love your haircut.
She was so funny. She's like, well, next time if you go in the water, wet your hair first and then put some conditioner in it and then jump in. I go, Annie, that's so much work. Like we were trying to just be beachy and go with the flow. Like, could you imagine if I'm like, let me just put my hair mask in and then I can jump in. Yeah. So anyway, that was the only qualm that I had with the water, but definitely worth it. Not if I had gotten stung by a jellyfish, then I would have been really upset.
Right. How about the surprise that Dad gave us all?
Oh my gosh. Totally forgot about that. I'm so happy you brought this up for the podcast. Yes. So I think it was like the second night Elizabeth and I came down to cocktail hour at this divine little martini bar that was in the lobby of the resort. There was a Jacquemus pop-up at the resort. It had only been there for 6 days and it was there all summer. It's going to be there for the next 2 months. And so you and Dad went in earlier, like on the way to dinner. What happened?
Well, I'm going to back up a little bit. Well, Dad was in full vacation mode and was reading the Robb report, and he was reading it cover to cover, and there was some article in the Robb report discussing the designer and the opening of Jacquemus. I don't even know if we're saying it correctly. And Dad said, oh my gosh, that's the store we walked by.
Yes.
And he said, we have to go in there. Mm-hmm. So it's just like anything else. When you read about something or you hear about it, he really was into it. And I think that's fantastic. I'm like, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Let's go in and look at these handbags. He goes, these are so cute. He loved them.
He did. He loved the Jacquemus bags. So then he surprised Elizabeth and I and was and said, girls, like, come with me. And then we walked over there and we're like, what's going on? And he picked, he was like, well, you two can pick out a bag.
Thrilling.
Thrilling. So I immediately like just see red. Yeah. And, you know, Elizabeth went for a bag almost immediately. And then I was, you know, freaking out, trying to take her out so I had more options. And then the one of the women who was working there came out with a couple bags, one of which was, so it was technically the same bag that Elizabeth had lunged for. But
I see.
I didn't see her go for that bag, despite what she may say. And the woman came out and it was the same bag, but it doesn't look the same. Mine's raffia and white, whereas Elizabeth's just all cream.
I don't think they look alike.
No, I didn't either. And then I was like, I gasped. So I immediately knew like she was the one for me.
Right.
And then Elizabeth was like, no, don't get the same bag as me, because then like if you get a different style, we can share. I'm like, okay, well, you're at school. You're picking a more all year round bag. So basically I had immediately known the one that I liked, but then Elizabeth kind of was saying maybe get a different style, but I just went with my gut. And I think she might have been annoyed for a moment, but I was like, everyone will get over this. This is the bag for me. That's the bag for you. And even if it's the same, like I technically did not copy. I was in the corner.
I don't think anyone thought that.
I know she thought that.
I see.
So I just wanted to clarify, maybe specifically to her, let the record show that I was in the corner. The woman presented me with the bag. I audibly gasped. And then she was like, no, pick a different bag. Okay. And I was like, I'm not going to be swayed by others' opinions. Like, I know this is the bag for me. She needs to be in my life. And yeah, that's kind of the journey that was. And then you also picked out, that's another one of your bows too, along with your gorgeous new shoes.
Yes.
They're new, the new ones for the summer.
I have a new little handbag that you brought back because I had said,
yes,
you know, if possible,
right,
there's one that I like.
Yes.
And then Dad and I went back again. I guess the good thing is there wasn't much shopping. This was the only shopping that there was.
So we just kept going back.
And I bought a really big tote bag that I love.
So all in all, that was the little surprise that Terry presented to us in the British Virgin Islands. And it was really sweet and total. And then we were using the bags for the rest of the trip. And
yeah, it was so thoughtful.
So thoughtful, so sweet, a fun memory. Mm-hmm. And I showed it on TikTok. So definitely go over and look at that video because I did like a little unboxing. Oh, I'll have to show your straw purse. And you need to use the white one too that you got.
I do.
Yeah. So that was another bow from the Bahamas. And then we rolled right into Memorial Day. Mm-hmm. And then Elizabeth had all last week, you and her did a bunch of different fun field trips.
We did, because she started work today. So yep. I said, let's do some fun things. We met Claire downtown for lunch, mm-hmm. which was really fun. We went to Chagrin Falls one of the
you
days.
You two did go to Chagrin. Yep.
Yes. Elizabeth got a really cute watercolor book and a set of paints.
She was painting yesterday.
It was really cute. She did a hydrangea and like a
something
vase
else.
Of flowers.
I was seeing florals. Yeah. So she, I felt like, had a little bit of a respite. And then, like we said, she is a sales intern at a company in downtown Cleveland. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited for her. They took her out to lunch today.
I know. She's texted a few times. I hope that she's having a good day.
Well, she looked cute. That's
She looks so cute.
She was in like a black and white outfit. She had Veronica Beard pants. She had this cute little lady jacket, loafers. It was a good look. I felt mm-hmm. excited for her. Mm-hmm. And it's always nerve-wracking starting off a new, you know,
oh, absolutely.
Job.
She took your Madewell black tote.
Yes, she did.
Which we did not know until today because she was getting a water bottle and she was handing it to me and I said, oh, I'll put it in here. There's a little inside the bag. Did you know this?
No, I had no idea.
It's like a little sleeve of sorts, and it holds a water bottle, because all I could think was her laptop's in there, and
right,
if the lid isn't on, like
soaking
it's gonna
wet.
Yes, but what a great handbag.
I mean, it's one of the top rated work bags, and that is just making a lot more sense now, because
it's great. And when she gets home, I wouldn't mind looking at it inside closer, because I think there's some other useful things in there.
I believe there are some other parts to that bag that they have made to help the working right. gals.
She also had on a shirt. I love this t-shirt that Veronica Beard makes. It has puffy sleeves and sort of a V-neck, and then it's got three or four buttons, which are it's kind of a low V-neck.
Yeah, I know.
Claire has the blouse.
Plunging neckline.
I have it, and you have to be careful. Like, if you're wearing it to work, it's pretty low.
I would say so.
Well, Walmart, I saw somebody posted it, so I ordered it, and it came yesterday. It was $13. It looks just like the Veronica Beard one, and it's not plunging.
Wow. She had it on today. It looked great underneath her lady jacket.
It's really a good find.
That was a fabulous find. Did you find it from an influencer?
I did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's her name?
I think it was The Spoiled Home.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Just wanted to give credit where credit's due, but I'll definitely be taking that idea and sharing it on my socials.
And so we got a black one and a white one. And I opened it and she wore it.
Yeah. I love when stuff like that happens. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for her work fits. I feel like we have, you know, the backdrop of our wardrobe, not the backdrop, the bones of our wardrobe leans heavier into workwear. So
we were kind of laughing though, because it was a lot of discussion last night and I'm like, okay, well, we got the first day done.
Yeah. That's every other day that we have to do.
And it's business casual, which I know a lot of you working gals are wearing that. And that's a struggle, especially her first day. She said, I want to look dressier because it's the first day. And she could take the lady jacket off and then she was just all in black, but she looked sleek.
I loved it all. I think it was great. So I'm interested to see how that goes this afternoon. Mm-hmm. And
but we can also share her work looks.
Oh, yeah. Somebody DM'd me and they were like, take a video of her work outfit every day. And I started to do that this morning. And then she was like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm so sorry. Like, I have to
She's TikTok trying to
you.
Get ready. And we're like, you look really great. Can we just take a video
can
of
we
you?
Take a video of you? And she was like, I have to go. So yeah. I will be taking videos of her and her outfits every day, whether or not she likes it or
maybe
not.
Maybe she won't even notice. We'll just like quietly do it.
Yeah. No, she's not going to notice. If you already had the outfit on, like, it's going to be documented. Right. So no, that was really funny. She was like, okay.
You could almost do a cute thing like Elizabeth, ever since she was little, lays her clothes out. You could almost do every night.
No, I'll be able to catch her in the morning.
All right, she's leaving.
Don't worry. Yeah, I'm a quick videotaper.
Yeah, right.
She's not getting out
chase
of here
her down
that.
The driveway. Yeah,
exactly. Shows up at the office. Hi, I actually didn't get my sister's OOTD. Yeah. Kind of like a fashion lifestyle influencer. Yeah.
But for day one, she looked fantastic.
She did look fantastic. And we'll share more workwear outfits as her summer progresses. Oh, yeah. Do you have any house updates for us?
Let me see. The house is perking along really well. The initials have been taken care of.
They have been removed. There's no sign of them.
No. I mean, there's a faint. In my head, there's a faint sign of them.
I know
where
you
they
mean,
are, but no one else would know.
No, it really has been put to bed after a month.
Yes. So that's good. On Thursday, we had one paint color, my favorite white paint color, distant gray, I think we talked about, was painted on the front of the house, and I think it's too bright. Mm-hmm. Then they decided to match the windows, which are white, the frames, and it's too creamy.
Uh-huh.
So I kind of feel like Goldilocks. We need some more. And I feel like it's going to take 3 or 4 whites to get...
Yeah, I didn't like the other one. No, I didn't like the two that they put up. Mm-hmm. Didn't you say that Dad could not tell the difference between the two whites?
No,
Mom, they're poor literally Dad. Like, he's like black to, or it's like brown to white.
I didn't notice. And if you put, I mean, everyone knows whites. There are so many, and they are so different. They can have gray undertones. They can have blue undertones, cream.
Yeah,
and they put them right next to each other, and it's too creamy.
No, you had no idea. Which makes the whole fact that he saw the S and the L even crazier.
I know.
Because guys, when I when we go get the car, because you have to go get the loaner, we should stop by the house and I should like take a picture of the two whites next to each other and like you can tell the difference.
Yeah.
So it's the fact that he was able to notice the S and the L, like, because you, yeah, anyway.
Could you take a picture and put it up on
Poor Dad,
company?
We just use this platform to talk.
He's so cute. Could you put it up and then like do a question box and they could add, like they could say, yes, I see the difference or no, I don't.
No, I'm going to. Yes.
Yes. Because it's, I don't understand how he didn't notice.
He just didn't see the difference at all.
Unless he really hadn't looked. I'm not
Mom,
sure.
Mom, you could see it from the street. There's a difference. The two whites.
I am with you. I'm more shocked that he saw the initials.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what else we did? I can't stop talking about the initials when the topic comes up. We stood in the driveway and then we stood in the back of the house and we were looking to see if there are any other initials.
So last week when Dad and I were golfing together, I had a lesson and we were in the halfway house getting lunch, and it was like a Saturday morning or whatever. And there were some guys in there, and one of them asked about the initials. Mm. And so clearly this has made its way around, and I just kind of laughed, and I was like, oh, so you are familiar with initial gate?
Yes.
You know, because it's really just those who know about it, they're like, what? But it's made its way around.
It's really funny. I think his wife listens to the podcast.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Which I'm not even sure if he realized, like, that's how, you know, the connection right. was made. And maybe, I don't think he realized that I was the one who made the podcast and yes. that he was talking to. Yeah. Yes. But we were like, oh yeah, no, it's been resolved. But it's been exciting. Funny. It's very, yeah. It's a couple people have said some stuff to us.
Yeah. But the house is coming along really well.
I need to pop back. Maybe we should do that today since it's so mm-hmm. nice out, because I would like to take some pictures, because I always like to share an update on Instagram, because even I haven't seen it since before the Bahamas. So that's been a few weeks.
Right. And I feel now every day that I'm going, I've confirmed the paint color that Debbie chose for the upstairs bedrooms.
Yes.
And we split it by like 50%, mm-hmm. which always remember that you can do that. If you like a color, but it still seems too strong, you can cut it by a percentage.
I never knew that. That's so cool.
Yes. And even the creamy white that's on the front of the house, that was one of Debbie's suggestions. Why don't we take that and cut it mm-hmm. 50% just to see, since it's matching the white window frame.
Right.
Cut it a little bit more and let's check it out. But every day now, there are really fun things. Like, there's some wainscoting in the little back entryway.
Uh-huh.
The trim. Oh, my gosh. The craftsmanship that it takes to do the trim.
Yes.
I just love watching them do that.
Yeah. No, the trim and the arches are arching and trimming. Yes. So, you yes. know, they're doing the most. And we yes. were looking at artwork on Thursday. Elizabeth and I came to the meeting, part of her whole kind of like field trip.
It was part of her field trip.
Week before she right. started working. So I also joined, and we went to an art gallery in Cleveland to keep pulling and curating pieces for the home. And you found a piece for above the fireplace, which is just so cool. And then like learning about how they can construct the frames and then adding like linen behind the paintings to give it a little bit more of a, you know, zhuzh. So yes. it was, the whole experience was very cool. So
we had a really fun time doing that. We were going to use a current piece of artwork that we have over the mantle.
Mm-hmm.
And then we ended up finding something that we like better. So then that piece is going to go into my office.
Yes. So it was, and all of these artists are Cleveland artists. Just kidding. I don't know if they are. So lots of things occurring for the home. I feel like it's the home stretch of the home.
It is.
Because it's pretty much the summer.
Yes. And Debbie even keeps saying weeks. Like, okay.
Oh, that's exciting.
It is. I mean, it's going to be in the fall. But when you put it in terms of weeks, it doesn't seem as long.
Well, it's so funny because I was telling my manicurist, who like knows all about the house, and I think I was telling her about the initials, and she was just like befuddled.
Right.
But then I was like, yeah, it's like right around the corner. It's only 16 weeks away. And then she goes, that sounds like a really long time. And then we just started laughing.
That
I was like,
funny.
Oh, really? Like, I feel like when I put it into weeks, and she goes, no, that still seems like a long time to me. And I was like, okay, got
well,
it.
I mean, I guess that is.
Well, now it's 14 or 13. So, because it was a couple, was before the Bahamas. But still, I was like, I really thought I was doing something. I'm like, no, it's like only 16. And she was 16. Wait, did you? And she was like, I thought you were going to say like 6 weeks. I was like, oh, it's, I guess you're right.
98 weeks.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So it was really funny. But yeah, the house is moving.
Right. And we don't have many more choices to make.
That's good.
Which I'm happy about. We're tying up some things that is, I'm labeling the bedroom that's your room.
Right.
You know, we're still picking out some pieces, and we still haven't solidified my office, which I don't think is going to be difficult.
I don't think so. Yeah.
And we just did patio furniture, just some new things there. And I'm kind of excited. I have three. I don't think we've ever talked about this before. I have three blueprints.
Oh, yeah. Talk about this.
I don't think I've mentioned it.
No.
Well, my mom, when we moved into this house, my parents handed me the blueprints. There's three of them from 1939 for when our current home was built. Well, I took those to the art gallery, and they're going to frame them. I asked Claire first if she would like this, and they're a deep, deep blue, which is really pretty, and they're not very big. I think they're maybe 11 by 17, and they're horizontal. And so I'm having those three framed.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought that was like a really cool piece, really cool pieces of artwork that her and Connor can hang on the walls somewhere.
No, I thought it was so, and the way that the blueprints are, I mean, they just are like the perfect size. They're mm-hmm. like against a a blue piece of paper.
Right.
Imagine that. And having them framed, they're going to look like such chic pieces of...
One of a kind.
One of kind, not artwork, but just hanging framed. And you got museum glass to go against it. So
yes.
You won't have to worry about any glares.
Which is nice.
So that was really just a... What a sweet, thoughtful idea that you had.
And then we took a couple of pieces of artwork back in to have them reframed because the frames weren't super great. And that's going to make you know, that is something to think about. If you have some artwork that you like, but you don't know for sure, I think changing the frame can help a lot.
Oh, for sure. It adds new life and it just makes the painting, you know, presented in a different way.
Yeah.
So goes to an art gallery like once. Yeah. So I've learned these things that you don't know. And I know more.
I'm kidding.
Yes. Well, I need to pop over and give them a visual update over on the Instagram. You actually have a house meeting today. What time is that at? 3?
It's at 3, which we have our weekly house meeting. I'm going to throw in, since, you know, we're just catching up here.
Yeah, we are.
I have been reading a lot of good books.
Oh, my gosh. What have you been reading?
I have read Funny Story by Emily Henry.
Okay.
I've read two. Oh, Mary Kate.
She just did the hair flip for those joining us on audio. She did the hair flip with the no hair. That's like the funniest thing that she ever does. Is she kind of flips her head as if there is hair to follow, like, and there isn't.
It's like an entrance into, I'm going to say something very important.
It's so funny.
Mary Kay Andrews. I love her books for years. I think she does one, maybe two a year, and it's called Summer at the Saint.
Oh, love.
A little bit of a mystery. You like her books,
I do
too.
Like her books.
Great summer reads.
Yes.
I can't remember the other one. I just started. I think I've read like four in the last couple of
weeks.
Wow.
Oh,
yes. I can't remember the names, but they're really good.
A reader we have on our hands. Yes. Summer's the best time to read, in my opinion. And when we were in the Bahamas, we're all reading. You know, there's not a lot to do when you're sitting by the pool.
Ever since you guys were little, though, it makes me really happy when we are on vacation and I just look, or if we're just, I don't know, cozy at home and I just look and everyone's reading.
Yes.
It's a very good feeling.
I would agree with that. Other things that I've kept up with, just to let you guys know, since you didn't ask, but I've still kept up with my Pilates, you know.
I'm very proud of you.
We're not going to let that one go. I'm going to try and do like 2, maybe 3 classes this week because I just like feel... I would say I feel better than everyone when I complete a class. I feel superior. I feel put together. Yes. So I just have to remember that feeling. But there's only one instructor that I like at this studio. It's pretty small. And there might only be 2 instructors and I only like the one. So I only go on those days. Like today I was going to go, but I don't like the instructor.
But I think that is important to go.
I think that's normal.
I think it is normal. And why you're not going to like any part of it if you don't care for
the instructor. No, she just like the woman that, so my friend Peyton and I have been going, but she actually did go by herself when I was in the Bahamas. So that was good because we're kind of like.
Because
she bought the package and she has like way more classes to fulfill. So I was like, please go, like, you know, use those. But the other lady just like doesn't play good music and is like, doesn't have any energy. And then it's so different from the other lady who plays like really good music. She's like super upbeat. I also like the way that she positions her class.
Oh, wow. Like, you are really into this.
We've talked about this at length, Peyton and I. And like the one woman, you're by the window.
Okay.
Facing, like, so her back is to the door, whereas the woman that we like, she's on the opposite side. Like, it's just like a really, and I actually can't take classes where I'm flipping and flopping each way. You know,
I get that.
I have to know that this is the front.
Feng shui.
Yeah. I like it facing my back to the door.
Okay.
Anyway.
It's actually good that if there are only 2 instructors, they do it differently.
Exactly. I think there's only 2, maybe 3, but this one woman seems to have a complete monopoly over the place. She might own it. Actually.
The one that you like?
Yeah.
Oh.
She might own it.
She might.
I'll have to ask her next time. We've kind of like.
Do you talk to each other?
Yeah. She's noticed me. She's like recognized me. I don't think she realized that I was like gone for 2 weeks in there. No, it wasn't 2 weeks. It was like a week and a half.
So she didn't say welcome back?
No, she like acted as if I had been there every single day. And I was like, hi. You know, I love like when people are familiar with me. Like,
who doesn't?
Barista. Who doesn't? Yeah. It's just like my UPS people. Like, I take that stuff really seriously. Oh, hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I like the way you position your class. I said that. Anyway.
She probably would love the compliment, though.
Yeah. But I like it because nobody really, like, you just walk in, you sit down, the class gets started, and then it wraps up quickly. Like, you just get to the point. All's to say, I'm still a Pilates girly, and we're going to continue it throughout the entire summer.
So good.
You mentioned something about your needle pointing.
I started the hydrangea needle pointing kit, your kit.
Right.
I love it.
You're almost done with it, I feel like.
I'm almost done with the hydrangea parts. It's such a satisfying size.
Oh, yeah.
It is so satisfying.
It's so satisfying.
We don't have many left, honestly.
They
could be sold out by the time.
We do have some because we reordered of the bow needlepoint kit, which was the first one. So if you do want to get your hands on a kit, we still have the bows.
Yes. But I just think, you know, Elizabeth's doing her watercolors. It's nice to just have some little activity like that.
I know. Yeah. You were working on that over the weekend at the lake house, which is like the perfect place. It just lends itself to like needlepointing and doing things like that. Painting. Uh-huh. What was the other thing you just mentioned? Something about.
Yeah, what did I say?
You said the kit and then you said.
Oh, the book.
Oh, the book. Yes. So. We don't have time to get into our whole life story, but I feel like if you've listened to us for a bit now, you kind of know what's going on. I'll give you the brief version. During COVID, my mom, Joyce, my grandma, and I, we wrote a coffee table book and stuff got in the way. We never finished it. This couple past months, we made it a goal. We're like, we're getting this done so the book, the coffee table book can come out in the fall.
Yes.
So everyone has really just put the pedal to the metal and put our heads down, and our publicist hired an editor and she found us a printer, and then our graphic designer finished it, and then now the book is being edited and it's done and it's almost about to be printed.
We're almost done, we're tweaking the final last editing pieces.
We're almost there
and I am beyond excited.
So it'll be sent to print soon for it to be ready for a fall release.
Yes.
Right before the holidays.
Right. So we basically just took care of your gifts for anyone you need for the holidays.
Yeah, and we're authors. So in case you guys weren't sure, we're authors and we have a gift for you for Christmas. So I think we could just kind of sign off here for the rest of the summer because we wrote a book. So I hope you guys have a great week. No, I'm kidding. But it has literally been a goal since we've done it.
Well, the bottom line is that we have this editor and she is a professional and she is pointing us in the right direction as how we need to wrap it up.
Right.
And it's coming along so well.
Yes.
And Abby, our graphic designer, is just fantastic as well. We have a great team in place and we're almost done. We are almost done.
We're almost done. And she did the whole book layout, Abby, the graphic designer. And then we have another set of eyes reading it. So it has, I'm just excited that we're finally bringing this to fruition. I can never say that word. Say it for me.
Fruition.
Fruition. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Fruition. The book is being brought.
No, I'm really excited about it. I'm proud that I got everyone together. We're almost finished and it's going to be good.
As am I. So stay tuned for that. You have like a few more things that you need. You have to go through some of the edits. You were talking to her this morning.
Yes. We've been going back and forth a lot and talking, and there's just, you know, it's just those final little details. So I'm hoping in the next 2 weeks, by the time we've made changes and some edits, that we'll be done, ready to go to print.
So we'll let you guys know when it's off printing and then everyone can get ready to purchase it in the fall.
Great.
Alrighty. So you are moments away from your house call.
Yes.
So I think that is our show. What a fabulous catch up. Much needed. I'm so happy to be back.
Me too.
Our little break. We didn't tell you that it was happening. We didn't even know it was going to happen, but
we're back.
We're back. And that's the most important thing. So be sure to follow us on Bows & Company for podcast updates. I hope you all have a great week. And remember that everything is, in fact, better with a bow. Bye-bye now.